And when did you finish work at the end of the day? What time was it when you
finished? Well, this 7 to 5 was their hours, then we used to work. Yeah.
That was when you were at work?
Except harvest time. In harvest time, you used to go until 8 o'clock. Yes.
And that was when you were still quite young?
Oh, yeah.
And were you living at home or with the family then?
I was out of the farm for the 9 years, and then before I got married. Yeah.
And when you were living at the farm, how much pay did you get?
Well, when you started, you start about a shilling a week.
That was when you were 12?
Yeah, about 12. And then you gradually, as you got older, they give you a little more. Well, when you come to finish, just where I left, the wage is about a 5 and 6 months. Well, that was per as much as a man would get, because 5 and 6 months and your food, then that was it. They'd reckon for your lodge, saying, remember, you know, but it's 7 shillings. Well, the wages outside for a man outside one but 12 to 13 months for years. No?
And after, as you got older, you were able to do more heavy work on the farm.
Well, you do more of the men's work than you could after you got older, you know, yes.
How about making the bread? How often did you make bread?
Oh, only about once a week.
About once a week.
And can you describe how you did that?
No, I don't think I can. You know, we had flour and yeast and salt and made it. I know we used to have to bring it to a paste like and then leave it a while.
Then would heave up.
Plum
it up with the yeast in it.
And then we used to have tins ready for it. We used to have very big tins. We used to make about 7 pound loaves then and grease them. And cut the sand. We do well enough for a week. And then get the oven hot.
Now, this was a brick oven.
Yeah.
So, to get it hot, what did you do?
Well, there was a faggot of wood for heating with.
You put that into
the
oven?
Yeah, yeah. Before you've gotten such a heat.
Yeah. Keep putting this wood in.
Before you got
how long to get the oven hot. Then we had to clean them all out.
Clean it all like this in the bottom.
What did you use to clean the ashes out?
Oh, like a big scrape thing with a long handle.
What did you call that?
Got the open fire, could put the coal, if they red coal, put up right in the hearth, in the kitchen fire. Yeah.
And when did you know that the oven was the right temperature?
You put her hand in there and feel like we couldn't keep him there very long or not, he was hot enough.
They knew near by the time you see you get used to the time.
And what he looked like, if he was burned, sometimes they burn, go black, then before he could get off that, you know, he got up and clear. You know, the bricks looking more on the white side.